הפנות עיניינן ששוני ערום שנית חרון. אמין סותם ערון. אזמו ערון, ארי ערון, ארי בוי סנא. Take away your anger from us, fill us with your salvation, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. And to him which you don't have not heard them, but as for eyes for they see and your ear for they hear, may be worthy to hear to act upon the holy gospels. So the prayer of you our sins. Lord, have mercy. Remember also our mother, rebellion, us to remember and supplication, praise which offer upon to you, Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, upon them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saint shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the Son of Man his mighty acts. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son, the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judah and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out of him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes towards his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and reveal and cast out of your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers to the prophet." Glory be to the God forever. Amen.
Make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us unto temptation, but deliver us from evil. Power to glory forever. Amen. Take it with you. Take him with you. Take him with you. Imperi solus Jesus benchois. Niobion socire.
Ros home fill me top of body.
Irene si. Get on them, Marty. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our heavenly Son, and the Lord of God, the Father has broken every bond of our sin, the truth, his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of saintly disciple and holy apostle, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the recognition of mankind for your servants, my brethren and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or in thought and anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the vain hardness, O Master, who knows the weakness of men, and the good one and the lover of mankind, O God, grant us forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us and all your people, fill us with your fear and straighten us before your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory and the honor, the dominion and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is appointed with you now and in all times and into the ages of ages. Amen. Daily bread. bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation. We will not be the one Christ, O Lord, and the power of the glory forever. Amen. Then,
Empanevama, empanevama.